This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
And we catch up with Jennifer Reid at this time each week for Best of the Blogs. Hi, Jen.
Good morning, Katrina.
So today, faith, hope and a whole lot of love. What's that?
Yeah, it's a beautiful photography blog by the very talented Sarah Scott Brennigan from Victoria. And Sarah started her blog in 2009 as a record of her photographic journey and just a way to share her prolific library of images.
Okay, and so what do we know about Sarah?
Well, she's married to Tom, who she met when she was just 17.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, very sweet. They have two little girls aged 5 and 3 who are often gorgeously captured in images on her blog. And Sarah and Tom had always dreamt of living by the sea. So about 4 years ago, they made the sea change from the city of Melbourne to the beautiful Mornington Peninsula. And I've never been there, unfortunately, but Sarah captures the seaside location of her new home so amazingly that it's another place on my ever-growing list of places to visit.
I bet it is. And is she a professional photographer?
Well, she's actually an early childhood teacher. But she decided to have a break from work when she had her first baby. And she says she loves being a stay-at-home mum. And although it's a really busy role being a mum, she's also managed to pursue her creative passion of photography a bit more seriously. So she now does work as a professional photographer, doing portrait sessions and weddings. And she's also got an online store called Redbubble. And you can choose one of Sarah's beautiful images and have them made into a card or canvas art. So that's definitely worth checking out. I discovered when I interviewed Sarah that she's actually self-taught, which is amazing. So she said a few years ago a friend loved her photography so much that she asked Sarah to be her wedding photographer. And although she was really nervous, she agreed to do it and things just grew from there. So apparently she said she's had help from the internet and YouTube and friends who are photographers, but it's mainly been about getting out there with the camera and just capturing things that she loves.
So what does she like to photograph?
She loves weddings. That was her friend that sort of instigated that. And now she's fine. She's really passionate about taking flowers and brides, you know, as her focus, and children and food. So I love Sarah's images of food because she loves baking with her girls and she often takes photos of them stirring the bowl and that sort of thing, which are really cute. And the way she styles the finished product is really artistic as well. So whatever they've made looks really good and actually a bit too good to eat.
I think the internet's kind of helped a lot of people to kind of get their work out there, hasn't it? In terms of particularly photographers, it seems to be really suited to even just people starting out, starting to share their work and starting to get feedback, and then I guess ending up like Sarah, where it's become almost a part-time job. What are some of your favourite posts?
Well, in a post called Today, Sarah shares images from her day. So it's quite a simple post, but really effective. So she's got images of clouds in the sky and her little girl's bright pink sequin shoes and some blades of grass in the sand. So really simple, but they're just beautifully depicted and a real powerful reminder of how beautiful daily life can be if we take the time to notice. So Sarah says taking her camera when she's out and about has helped her stop and just look at life in a positive and a fun way.
Yeah, I must have never seen seagulls look so beautiful as they do on her blog.
I know, it's so true, Katrina. Every time I look at her blog, it makes me want to get out with my camera and just do the same thing. But she just has an eye for capturing interest in really simple things. So I'm not sure if I can do as good a job as that. although Sarah lives near the sea and she really loves that and she takes a lot of images of the beach and piers and boats and that sort of thing, she also captures the beauty of the city. In one of her posts called Come Walk With Me, she said that she actually had a weekend away in Melbourne and there are images of beautiful old buildings and ornate gates and graffiti-filled laneways and that sort of thing. And they're the sorts of things that a lot of us city dwellers miss out on seeing because they, basically are things that we take for granted, I think. So if we, did a bit of taking out our camera when we go into the city, I think we'd appreciate our cities a little bit more as well.
Yeah. And does she write about her life as well as the photos?
Yeah, she has a post called By the Sea, and in this post she introduces us to her new seaside home at the time. So this was, you know, quite an old post, but what I love is that although the location is picturesque and looks perfect, Sarah reveals that the move wasn't as easy as it looked. Mm. So she said it was a big decision for them to move away from their family and friends. And while Tom had to leave very early each morning to commute to his old job and got home really late, Sarah was left at home to entertain her little one all day without the help of family and friends that she was used to. Mm. So it took her a little bit of time to settle in, and, you know, but once Tom got a job closer to home and things improved, you can tell with her blog, as, you know, that moves on, that her love for her new home has really flourished. And I think it just, it helps people to relate to that, because I think it is hard sometimes to move to a new place. But Sarah's story is a really good example of how daring to take, you know, the risk to, you know, move and have a sea change adventure can turn out to be a really positive thing. Mm. And, yeah, I just think sometimes it's really good to pluck up the courage and make the move.
Yes, as long as you have realistic expectations. Okay, so who do you think would like this blog?
Well, I think anyone who loves photography or just looking at beautiful things would appreciate it, Katrina.
Yeah.
But, it's well worth checking out her online store, Redbubble, because, which I mentioned earlier, because it's, especially if you're looking for a new artwork to spice up your home or just a beautiful card for someone special, it's a little bit unique. So, yeah, it's lovely to have a look at that one.
Okay, thanks for that, Jen. What's the URL?
It's faithhopeandawholelotoflove.blogspot.com, and I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifelikeacupcake.com.
Yep, might be easier to find Life Like a Cupcake.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Click on the link. That's good.
Thanks, Jen.
All right. Bye, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.